right. You know what day it is. It's Tuesday. It's midnight on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock right now on the Pacific. And right here on the beautiful Big Island, it's 6 p.m. And this is the Insight Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Rev. Roxy Hampton. I'll tell you something, folks. We're just going to get right to it. I first want to say, and you know what we do, we have to give it up to the Creator. You know, I was searching, and I want to say thank God for the Internet. I want to thank the Creator that He's given us such an incredible tool so that we are able to keep up how we are able to. I give thanks that we are able to communicate. We are really starting to hook up. I have gotten such good emails, such good things happening, duties and missions and all kinds of things, and it's all happening because we are the thought. We are the electrical transmitters. We are beaming. We are radiant. We are, oh, I'm telling you, it's coming together like a fine Swiss watch. And I just want to thank the Creator for all the tools and for all the knowledge and beautiful people that are coming together to do what is necessary. And it's really necessary, folks, you know, because while we were all grieving about 9-1-1 and others were grieving about Jonestown, or when the grieving was about Martin, or when the grieving was about John Kennedy, or the grieving was about this one or that one that was come up missing, or this one that come sick, or this one and that one got shot, and you can't go out there, and it just kind of started to deteriorate. Some people didn't look away. They kept good notes, and now the judgment, oh my goodness, and what a dark day it will be for some, but there will be a light to guide them in their destination because God is merciful. See, that's why I hold it down, folks. That's the good news. It's never too late to repent, but yeah, and when you do repent, you must stand and hear the charges. You must stand and hear the deeds. Tonight on Insight, we are going to, and Dr. Len is ready like a horse. He's waiting. He's like waiting right now. I can feel him to tell you what is necessary for you to hear so that you can make good decisions about the future, because fear cannot motivate us this time. We must be proactive, and we must discern that which is coming. And my father, Dangerous George William, always told me, he said, just listen. Listen to what they're saying. And then evaluate it for me. Is there any love in it? Is there any God in it? So without further ado, which is a word that keeps going around a lot, I do want to bring Dr. Len, my good friend, into the conversation. And I want everyone to enjoy this Inside Hour, because it is truly going to be an eye-opener. Take it away.
Reverend Roxy, thank you so much. That's awesome, sister. Thank you. That was a beautiful introduction. Loved
you.
It. You know, the concept of repentance for me brought up a thought that I was playing with this week, and regarding the real Da Vinci Code. Love the real Da Vinci Code, folks. That's www.lovetherealdavincicode. There's a lot of great things, including a free read of the book that's on the Internet right now for free. And the concept of decrypting the Vitruvian Man, the most famous drawing that Da Vinci ever drew that the world has ever seen. It's on the back of the Euro dollar. It is that amazing, very, very clear, simple graphic of four arms, four legs, and a head in a box and in a circle. The box stands for the Earth. It's a cryptograph, and the circle is the perfect circle of sound. We've decoded the frequencies. We've talked about that on previous Insight Hours. But what this concept of repentance, to turn to the law, to go back to live within the mathematical matrix of this divine universe and be in with the flow, to literally be surfing the wave of divinity for the benefit of humanity. That is what the concept of repentance, as Reverend Roxy's just articulated, literally means. And for me this week, looking at, you're either in the box, you're either in that literal cell, that prison, that enslavement, or you have chosen to step out into this master matrix, into this perfect circle of sound where there's harmony in this divinity, and that there's certainty in that presence, and just constant flow and joy, and miracle after miracle comes up. And this is what Reverend Roxy is talking about, with the synchronicities of all of our family, our extended family and friends, and our community, communion, divine, communing with each other, open-hearted, literally communing to move forward in the great transformation that's affecting this planet. What a great, great time to be alive. So I want to thank you, Reverend Roxy Hampton. Please, folks, listen to Reverend Roxy's show on Sunday night, same time, bbfradio.com. You will hear Reverend Roxy Hampton take it alone, and she does a marvelous job going into the old history that has been suppressed, reflecting on the current events that are happening now. Fascinating hour that you're going to spend with Reverend Roxy. It's called Mission Possible. Mission Possible, Sunday nights with Reverend Roxy Hampton on bbsradio.com. There's two things I wanted to talk about tonight in this hour of insight. One is about the wonderful day I had. It was just a glorious day. I took my children to a local amusement park here in northern Idaho where there was water slides, and the whole concept of water being such a joyful, miraculous fluid, I want to spend at least 20 minutes, maybe a half hour of this hour of insight, just to consider water in a new way, to literally just praise the Creator for this miraculous manifestation of this fluid substance that is so amazing. And you don't have to just go to a children's park and a wonderful sunny afternoon to appreciate how wonderful water is and how important it is for healing. So with regard to health and healing, I want to talk a little bit about water and its spiritual mechanics here on this Hour of Insight. I also wanted to touch base with what's in the newspaper this day. I'm in northern Idaho here. This is the spokesman review from the entire, you know, northern Idaho and Coeur d'Alene south. It goes into Spokane. This is a well-distributed newspaper. And headline news is, quote, Superbug bedeviled hospitals. Infection more common than thought. So I want to spend this other 20 minutes, and we'll start with an introduction here after I give you some thanks to our co-sponsors. First of all, bbsradio.com. I want to thank them. Spread word, folks. The audio archives are up on BBS Radio, and there's a lot of growth happening with Don Newsom as leader and chief cook and bottle washer and captain of this ship. Everything is happening, and there's some fabulous progress being made on many fronts. Tell your friends and family about BBS. That's boyboysamradio.com. And I want to thank also our supporters from Healthy World Distributing, healthyworlddistributing.com. If you want anything with regard to books, tapes, DVDs, CDs by Dr. Len Horowitz and friends, some awesome health educational, spiritual development type of knowledge has been published over the last decade by Tetrahedron Press, distributed by HealthyWorldDistributing.com. So check the website out, not only for the educational products, but also the healthcare products. Excellent, fabulous, frequently hard to find, hard to match, things like the Green Harvest, where we make fruit smoothies every morning and literally get all of our great nutrition and energy uplift from a simple green whole food drink. So there's a lot in Healthy World Distributing that I would highly recommend you check out. Besides that, I want to talk about one thing in this particular article that is another product on HealthyWorldDistributing.com website that I think you'll appreciate having in your medicine cabinets after particularly you hear this front page headline, Superbug Bedevils Hospitals. Staff writer writes, a dangerous drug-resistant staph infection that spreads through touch is about 10 times more common than previously estimated, according to a comprehensive national study released Monday. You know, folks, when I start, just to begin, when I start to read these types of really just sensational headlines in mainstream media, the first question I ask is, where's the money? Who wants the money? Where's the buck going? So, you know, we're going to ask that question as we go through this, and you're going to see the answer. Continues, quote, nearly 5% of patients in hospitals and nursing homes in the inland Northwest and elsewhere may be infected with the so-called superbug, known as MRSA, according to survey that included information from Sacred Heart Medical Center, Deaconess Medical Center, and at least three other area hospitals. Boy, I'll tell you, folks, it's as I read this headline, it occurs to me what a miracle it is that we're still alive with news like this. I mean, if you were to really, you know, kind of like glean the reality of what's happening in our physiology and body chemistry associated with these headlines, you'd think we'd all be dying or dead. The survey showed, this is continued quote, the presence of, here is the name, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in 46 out of 1,000 patients. Well, first of all, the reality is that 46 out of 1,000 people in a hospital is going to have various numerous types of infectious diseases because they're immune suppressed to the max and they're in there to die. So to have consumption, you know, the disease that eats your body away when you're ready to leave and depart, to have a multiple antibiotic resistant strain, we might want to give some praise and glory to the Creator for creating germs that bring ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Something's got to take my body away when I'm times come. Anyway, here's a quote. I was surprised that it was that common. Roy Almeida, Sacred Heart's Director of Epidemiology, said of the figures reported by APIC, oh boy, APIC, the Association for Professionals in Infection Control. And there's where the money is, folks. You know, I used to fool around with these guys. In fact, I personally lectured and toured. You remember, if you know my biography, you know Dr. Len Horowitz practiced dentistry for 16 years and was at the top of his profession between 1989 and 1993. I personally trained about 30,000 healthcare professionals in what? You remember? Infection control, sterilization, disinfection, waste disposal, barrier protection. I used to routinely, in my ignorance, recommend vaccinations. Now I've wised up. I got a hold of the truth instead of the lies we were all taught in dental school, medical school, public health school. I trained in all those places, and I can tell you that what we learned and what the reality is are far different. Anyway, I was very familiar with three particular names that really promoted the Association for Professionals in Infection Control more than any other professionals in the United States. The experts were Catone, Chris Miller, Robert Reynolds. These were the guys that I used to be on the same lecture circuits as. Well, I was in lecturing in the American Dental Association, American Academy of General Dentistry, as well as Henry Schein Corporation seminars that I put together nationwide. Schein is the number one supplier of dental and medical products through catalogs. Anyway, as soon as I saw the Association of Professionals in Infection Control, I know these guys. And I can tell you, they're as corrupt as sin. And all they want to do is make more money. So I thought to myself, interesting. They must have put this out as a press release. That's what this is about. Now, the story gets interesting. I'm going to turn to page D11 here, and I'm going to continue reading. Excuse me for just a second. I've got a recalcitrant newspaper. Here it is. The news, continue quote, comes, here's the kicker. The news comes, that's the news about this new multiple resistant strain of staph, okay? That's the news about it being so prevalent, 46 in 1,000, comes days after a Washington lawmaker learns that money to monitor the state's prevalence of the potentially fatal germ evaporated at the last minute from a new law? Whoa. What a synchronicity. Reverend Roxy Hampton and I talked about how it is that we're in with the flow. And the flow is a spiritual by divine direction. It's not a manipulation and a public mental coercion by propaganda and prostitutes for this particular infection control group who wants their money.
Tell it.
Rep Tom Campbell. Is that you, Reverend Roxy?
Yeah, I'm here. Tell it.
Okay, sweetie. There you go. So Rep. Tam Campbell, Republican Roy County, I guess, was certain as late as last week that nearly $500,000 of MRSA monitoring was included in a law that takes effect July 22nd, requiring the state to report hospital-acquired infections. Now, that's an interesting statement. Starting in 2009, they're going to require hospital-acquired infections to be reported. Folks, do you know that when you go into a hospital, you might as well be marching into a Nazi concentration camp gas chamber? That's about who runs it. It's the progeny of I.G. Farben and the Rockefeller Nazi, neo-Nazi, Anglo-American genocidal cartel that's building these edifices to the medical deities in our main cities. These huge hospital complexes. I mentioned a couple names moments ago. At any rate, these folks are starting to now have to report how many people get infectious diseases in there that didn't have them when they went in and they walked in. And I want you to know, based on old research, I'm talking about 10, 15 years ago research, it's called nosocomial infections. It's a hard word to remember. Nosocomial infections. It is a physician-induced illness that you get. It's a little different from iatrogenic disease. Nosocomial disease is physician and hospital-transmitted disease, infectious disease, that the patients get. 13% of it in the old days. This was prior to all this hideous attack on humanity's immune system with the chemical sprayings and the toxic waste poisonings and the food pollution and the contamination and the water and all this other ways that humanity is being intoxicated under this thing that the military's invented and the think tanks for the military of the United States and Brits, the Allies, have invented called the revolution in military affairs and the conducting of, quote, non-lethal warfare that is lethal in the long term, but in the short term, it just makes you sick and gets you addicted and enslaved to the drugs. That's the agenda. And besides that, yes, as you die, the depopulation industrialists celebrate. So this is nothing new, but it's interesting that the hospitals are going to start having to report the new infections that are breaking out in the hospitals. This is part and parcel of living in Babylon. It is part of living in a completely insane society where everything is about power and profit. And the total satanic beast of this has control globally and is manipulating this whole healthcare crisis, this bioterrorist agenda, and this is a form of white-collar bioterrorism. I'll read more about that as we continue this analysis. But the fact is that these people have an agenda to depopulate half of the world's population, at least. It actually is in the United States. It's being targeted from currently around 300 million down to 125 to 145 million. That's the target of what the genocidal industrialists, people who are engaged in eugenics and genetic manipulations, including DNA manipulations, GMO organisms, all of these are popping out of the labs now. We have more and more infectious diseases, And this is a whole industry. It is part of, exactly follows, not only the manipulation that was originally articulated in this highliest, most controversial document that's still being published and presented and misrepresented, is the not only the report from Iron Mountain, but the Protocols of the Elders of Sion. That's all, both of those documents should be critical reading for anyone who is engaged in activism and or political analysis. But the practical outcome of the political manipulation of this, not only our system, but the academic orientation that our physicians and even our news reporters are receiving, it's all this incredible Babylonian deception, and that ultimately the purpose of what's coming down here is the, like the HHS now wants you to know, there's a 24-hour network to tell you to get ready. The germs are coming. The biological weapons are coming. The outbreaks are coming. The other urgencies and emergencies, even potential nuclear, is coming to a city near you. This is now 24-hour network. I talked about this a couple inside hours ago. I'm going to continue reading. It gets more interesting. But Campbell said Monday that the funds disappeared from the Senate budget in the last hours of the legislative session. I was working it to the end, said Campbell, the specific money for MRSA surveillance. Oh, gee whiz, there's a specific surveillance budget. This is to show you how absurd. Folks, how many germs are there out there? How many germs? There's thousands of germs. There's certainly dozens of different varieties. They're setting up an MRSA monitoring. Do you know who has been conducting the world? Who initiated this whole concept of monitoring for specific diseases? That's a Rockefeller invention. No question about that one. That's already been written up and published a number of times in Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, book that came out in 1996 initially, the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. I cited the references in both of those texts regarding the fact that the Rockefellers are setting up, have set up, the world's disease surveillance outposts. They started on the fringes of tropical rainforests. Now it's coming home to a hospital near your city. Here it is. Every single germ that has any threat that they've created as a threat, both in the lab as well as in the psyche, through the media propaganda, so that this threat is every single one, every single germ is going to receive a budget of $500,000. That's what this whole promotion and marketing campaign is about. I was working. Imagine how much money from that budget is going to these frauds, these prostitutes for the medical industrialists. You know, it's like the only difference between these folks and cult members. Most cult members know who their leaders are. These idiots have no clue they're serving mainly the Rockefeller family. So here it continued, quote, the change means that Washington State, like most others, will continue to have little idea of how many cases of the serious infection occurs in hospitals and the community. Oh, what a shame. In Spokane, where at least half of the targeted staff tests are proving resistant to the most common kinds of antibiotics, the issue is a top public health concern. Folks, this is a top public health concern, said this doctor, Gregory Winter. Put him to bed. They can go into a cave with the bears, hibernate. Dr. Gregory Winter, get this, folks, a psychiatrist at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center is telling us that it's a top public health concern that they have these antibiotic-resistant staff. Now, first of all, let me just stop here before I go into a little commentary on a psychiatrist giving his prognosis on an infectious disease and public health issue, when this psychiatrist, like anybody that's graduated with any degree in this field, behavioral science, psychiatry, psychology, would know that at least 15% of the American public right now are neurotic, psychotic, depressed, and on drugs. They're on our Congress as well. Yeah. So now you think about this, folks. There were years ago, before all this bioterrorism media hype began, there was about 6 to 7% of the population that wouldn't even leave their homes because they were afraid that they would get infected with something. Now, about 10 years ago, it was up to about 15% where people had severe phobias. So much so, they wouldn't shake your hands, they don't want to travel, they don't want to go outdoors, and they're depressed, they're psychotic, they're certainly neurotic, and they're on all these antidepressants. Now, this idiot, this prostitute, Dr. Gregory Winter, a psychiatrist at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center, comes out and tells the public that this particular germ is a top public health risk and menace. What is he doing to the mentality of society? He should be drawn and quartered. Rest with the other trash that exists in his office. Let me just stop here and just share with you a fact. If you have a product called Tetracil, T-E-T-R-A-S-I-L, it's a skin ointment. It's the most powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, little natural, absolutely nothing in it that can hurt you. If you simply have a little jar of that in your medicine cabinet, none of these super infectious disease types of skin illnesses, all of the infections that you would get on your skin, and any broken wounds, starts to develop a little infection, or if you even break it before you get an infection, you put a little Tetracil on it, you will be amazed. And it has a lot to do with the subject I'm going to talk about in the second half of the Inside Hour. Water. Tetracil stands for tetrasilver tetroxide. It's available from healthyworlddistributing.com. Here's a toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. If you don't have a jar of or a tube of Tetracil in your medicine cabinet, call that number. Definitely do it in the next 24, 48 hours. Get this, because you'll never have any types of skin infections or concerns about anything getting into your system through broken lesions in your skin ever again. The chemical formula is tetrasilver. That's four elementary particles of silver and tetroxide, four oxygens. It's in a pyramid structure. Literally, the water molecule that I'm going to begin in just a minute to cover is likewise a tetragrammaton. It's a tetrahedral structure. It is a sacred geometry of a pyramid. You've heard of pyramid power. Well, this Tetracil actually works as an energy receiver and transmitter. The company that we purchased this from, again, Healthy World Distributing will supply it to you. But the company that has produced this amazing discovery, and I know the family that's involved, I know the man, and I met with his son, who created this miracle formula. He's a complete genius, politically savvy, understands what's going down in the world on the same page that we are, Reverend Roxy. So the reality is, though, that this thing that he's invented actually is shown on a DVD the company has created. It explodes. It literally blows up on the surface of the microbes. It fries them. It electrocutes them using the Creator's energy. That's right. You've heard me. It doesn't work chemically. it works electromagnetically, and it literally, the molecule, the pyramid of the tetrasilver and tetroxide, that pyramid power receives and transmits the Holy Spirit flow and electrocutes. It shocks it. Under a television monitor, you see that it explodes where the pathogens usually have nitrogenous groups on their surface, little nitrogen elements, particles on their surface that this attracts. It literally electrocutes. It literally sends a spark flying from the pyramid molecule into the surface membrane of the microbe, and it blows the microbe apart. It fries it. It electrocutes it. It's gone. So you've got no worries about infectious diseases. Now, why couldn't the authorities give us that gospel, give us that great news, that there are truth about miracles in medicine and health and science and natural healing, particularly, that involve spirituality, and the miracles are coming left and right. The products are coming left and right together. And just as Reverend Roxy had mentioned at the beginning of this Inside Hour, all the people, the resources, everything is coming to bear as a manifestation and answer to our prayers. We've prayed for that, and it's happening now by the grace of the Creator. So anyway, I think I'll pass on going through the rest of this. You kind of get the idea. I'm thinking of contacting the reporter who wrote this and basically ask her whether she knows what she's really doing or not. Anyway, got to enroll her in a Love Code seminar. By the way, folks, that Love Code seminar is going to be coming throughout North America this coming year. It's going to be starting off on the West Coast. We're going to be doing Sacramento, likely San Diego, Portland, as well as Seattle, and Green Valley in California also. There's going to be fabulous seminars. It's going to start on Friday night. It'll be open to your friends and family. It's going to go all day Saturday, and we'll have special guests many of these Saturdays for the afternoon programs. Besides myself, I'll be sharing the Love Code, the real Da Vinci Code, that is, the miracles of this mathematical musical matrix that manifests us as digital, bio-holographic precipitations, crystallizations, manifestations of divine frequency vibrations. That's who we are. Hallelujah. Praise Yah for all this glorious blessing, for the fact that I exist right now, and that you're hearing my voice through frequency, and I'm being manifested by the similar miracle of the numbers, the mathematics that gives the music that brings on the physical, and that out of that spirit realm, that mathematical frequency vibration, comes this miraculous manifestation of who you are. So we're going to be going into that in the Love Code seminar. We're going to be celebrating, and on Saturday night, after we have, by the way, lunch is included. The tickets are $107 in advance. And for people who want front row seats, the tickets are going to go for about $135. But again, it's a Friday night event, all day Saturday, and a musical healing celebration on Saturday night. Prepare to dance. Bring your dancing shoes. Scott Huckabee, who's the universal guitarist for the Spiritual Renaissance, is going to be certainly there at most of the events, and we'll have others, if he's not able to, for wherever he can't join us, we will have somebody else playing the perfect circle of sound, the divine tone revelations that are bringing on miraculous healings in the audiences that listen to them. Anyway, so I want to get back to this concept of water. And by the way, you want to register online. You can go to lovecodeseminar.com, lovecodeseminar.com, get a lot more information. Oh, and also go check the schedule out off of drlenhorowitz.com. You will see the schedule of these events, Love Code Seminars, Musical Healing Celebrations. And so if you go and see that there's a city near you, or if you don't see your city, I want you to call Lorraine Crone, who is our marketing director, overseeing these seminars, this nationwide rollout of the seminar programs, the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebrations. call Lorene Crone. Her number is available on the flyer that you can download for free, of course, and read up the information. By the way, the newsletter is fascinating. If you're a musician, you know musicians. We also, as I mentioned weeks ago, we started Tetrahedron Records. So we have a record company that exclusively supports musicians that are obviously good, but also who have the knowledge to retune their instruments to the perfect circle of sound so that they're not playing the Roman Catholic Church's dumbed-down frequency vibrations that are making people sick through the dissonance that it's installing within their own bodies. The body electric, the chakras are spinning off track, partly, if not largely, because the music that we're listening to is enslaving. It's not freeing. It's sickening. It's diseasing. It's dissonant, and it's not harmonic. It's not loving. It's not uplifting, and it's not spiritually blessing. So this is the difference. People who are sensitive, particularly musicians, when they hear the difference in the tones, and by the way, on the website, I gave you, let me give you another one. Love, therealdavincicode.com. If you go into the newsletter section there and follow some of the portals around, you'll come to Dr. Len Horowitz's blog, and you'll come to the articles that deal with the music and the miracle mathematics and matrix mechanics that underlie The Secret. In other words, many people are hot on this DVD called The Secret documentary. It tells you how to manifest prosperity. How nice. But prosperity in all ways. Always. Not only from money, but also how about food? How about clothing? How about shelter? How about love? How about health? Being prosperous in all ways. That's really what we need. And so the concept that we're advancing in the Love Code Seminar, literally, the musical mathematics underlying, forming the mechanics of how The Secret works, this whole concept of creating your prosperity reality, how it works is by music and mathematics. And that we present to you in the Love Code Seminar, it's our privilege, humbled and joy-filled by the revelation presented to us to give to you. That's the whole mission of the ministries. That's the whole mission of the Insight Hour, to spread the revelations, not only life-saving revelations, but spiritually uplifting for humanity's physical salvation and spiritual evolution. That is the mission. So let's look at the most important substance in the universe to manifest that mission and vision of whatever it is that you decide that you want to envision for the manifestation of it. It's water. Ah, I just had some. Thanks. This stuff is unbelievable. You know, I mentioned this last week. The revelation was starting to come to me last week, and I was starting to focus on the fact that we have a triune God. If you're a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim, you respect the Old Testament. And if you go to Genesis, you'll find that in the beginning there was the Creator. There was the Word, the frequencies, that is, words are sound, sound is frequencies, and what's that? Mathematics. So in the beginning there was the Creator, the Word, and the water. The water was there. So the triune God, the Creator, the Word, frequency, vibration, mathematics, and the creative juice, the water. So I've mentioned previously in previous shows how incredibly divine water is, so much of the Bible. In fact, the great news in the last, I think it's the second to last paragraph in the whole Bible, the New Testament, is where once again, after all the sadness has passed and humanity has learned its lesson and come out of Babylonian insanity for the kingdom of heaven's miracle manifesting truth and reality, that is where we are headed. That's where we're supposed to be headed. That's what the book of Revelation talks about. And it says at that time, the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, whose banks will be lined by trees, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. That's the most miraculous thing. If we want to settle, we want to focus on outcome. We want to focus on goal orientation and goal achievement. We want to, you know, basically be winners. We want to finish that finish line, you know, finish the race and achieve the destiny that you're meant to achieve. It's done by water. Everything is water. The concept that Yeshua, that's Jesus' real name, walked on water, it said, to produce the understanding of how important faith and trust is in who? The Creator. The Creator says to Moses at the burning bush, by the way, Moses' name means, literally translated from the Hebrew, means saved by the water. So at the burning bush, the Creator says to Moses his name. He gives us his identity. He says, I am that I am. I am the Yod Heh Vav Heh, I am the beginning and the end. And that I am the tetragrammaton. Well, tetragrammaton, that's the Yod Heh Vav Heh. That's the four letters that make up the Creator's real name. It's not dog spelled backwards. We have got this issue of a tetragrammaton being related structurally to the tetrahedron. Isn't it interesting that that is the molecular structure of water? Interesting that scientists have been taking hydrogen and they've combining it with oxygen because they know the chemical structure of water, chemistry of water is H2O. That's two ions, elements of hydrogen combined with one of oxygen, H2O. And you've got now scientists trying to create this. For years they've done it. There have been hundreds of experiments attempting to create water, and they can't do it. How do you create the Creator? You don't create God. Yah, the Creator, creates us. That water is part of the triune Yah, triune God. In fact, it is the only thing that makes sense when you begin to consider not only Scripture, exactly what it says, but when you consider the fact that we've got this incredible fluid that when you look at it and you watch it, it glistens. It sends light, it reflects images, it presents back, it reflects back the light. And beyond that, the whole concept of us being able to look at, watch it change, the three different types of states that it goes into, reflects human consciousness. It is befitting of Dr. Masaru Emoto, world leading expert in water crystallography, showing that water actually changes. If you pray over it, the structure actually takes in the energy of love from your heart and the creative consciousness in your brain. And it literally modifies and moves and it reflects back to you a message, a special message just for you. What an incredible reflection that is of our Creator. And the fact that when we see the states of human beings, the three states of water are reflected in the states of human beings from elation and creation to madness, disillusion. You've got three states. You've got rock hard ice, rock hard dense. It's not fluid. It's cold. It's kind of like, it's maybe is refreshing on a, you know, in a bit, on a hot, hot day. But in terms of human psychosociology, cold, rock, hard-headedness gets you nowhere fast. You heat it up a little bit more. You bring some more energy into it. And what happens? And by the way, all of the heat energy in the universe, or at least in our solar system, comes from suns. And our sun, our sun is composed of nearly 100%, it's actually about 98% hydrogen. All of the energy in human physiology, all of the movements of the human anatomy and neurology, everything that's going on in your body right now is happening because of electron flows. The electrons are being donated from the hydrogen. That's why H positive has lost an electron. That means it's lost energy. That means it's given up its energy. That means the hydrogen in oxygen is giving up its energy to create you, to empower you. So there's this whole concept now that we understand from genetic science in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. We published that in year 2005, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. You learn that what makes DNA tick, what makes it work, is not that it's simply a producer. Excuse me, I have to have some refreshing water. It's not that the DNA is the protein synthesis template, and that makes all the difference, according to the Rockefeller-directed eugenics genetics industry. No. That's only 3% of the function of DNA is to act as a template. 93% is associated with what they call junk DNA, but more important than what they call it, it is the junk that creates the antenna that receives and transmits the energy. The electron flows, and that energy is being picked up by the water. It is the water in this molecular structure, this sacred spiral, this Tesla coil of an energy coil that receives light and sound signals, photons and phonons, they're called in science. It's the water, the structured water, the six-sided hexagonal-shaped ring structuring water that Dr. Emoto talks about, and the tetrahedral structures that in three dimensions form a Merkaba, and also the Star of David, the Solomon seal. This is the structuring. Isn't it interesting that King David and the Israelites were said to be marching with this plastered on their shield, this image, powerful molecular structures associated with the divinity in water chemistry. Absolutely amazing. The concept that when we heat up that water from that rock solid ice, it becomes what? It becomes more movable. We start to move as a human species when we begin to develop a little bit more intelligent, higher consciousness. The energy of enlightenment, of spirituality, comes into our body chemistry and enlivens it. Yes, it's enlightening. It makes you feel lighter. And that's precisely what the water molecule is doing. It's lighter. It's far more movable. It's not stuck. It's not static. It's not fixed in the old shape. It can move around barriers and structures in its path. Miraculously, that's what happens when you bring some energy into the system. And then beyond that, heat it up some more. Currently, you see what's taking place in this whole spiritual renaissance, whereby we're receiving that Holy Spirit flow, that power, that glory from the heavenly throne, which is the mathematical matrix. The mathematical matrix, now proven in mathematics and science and physics, bears witness to what's called the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. That is where we're talking about. It's where Yeshua said the kingdom of heaven is near. He did not mean temporally far off in time. It is right here, right now. We're standing in it. It's moving in through us. It's precipitating, crystallizing us. That light, that energy, that divinity, that spark is moving into our DNA, all those strands are then acting as a Tesla coil to amplify that energy flow, taking in those sounds of divinity, that light signaling of divinity, that perfect harmony, and then moving it through the pyramids of power within the water molecule structures that are inside and around, surrounding this sacred spiral DNA Tesla coil. So all of a sudden, now that light, that sound is shooting out of those cells, moving intercellularly, communicating the wisdom and the intelligence with inside every single cell, since every single cell has its own DNA, its own antenna to the Creator. It is a reflection of divinity in our own cellularity. Everything is moving in that flow. We are the music. So the concept that this is all being orchestrated by this sacred geometry of the tetrahedron, water, so that finally when this energy comes and this whole spiritual renaissance comes to complete fruition and takes us into the next dimensions where we can operate with a full, loving, open heart in love instead of in our heads in fear and manipulation by the mainstream media coercion. The spin doctors. We get on to this whole concept when we develop higher consciousness, anything is possible. The miraculous manifestations talked about in The Secret and in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, are very clear. It's in fact unanimous. Among us, we the people, our family and friends, extended family, we vote, we all say we're part of this co-creatorship. We are part of the unity of divinity. And nothing can separate us from that spirituality. And so when we heat this up and this knowledge comes and it starts to operate within our lives and we start to manifest out of that circle, we've stepped out of the box of incarceration and enslavement, imprisonment in this false Babylonian lunacy. We step into this real reality where there's nothing but harmony and the music, the magnificence. Fulfilling it is helping us to achieve our destiny. We're meant to do something more than sit around and drink beer and watch TV. So the reality is, as you heat up that spiritual knowledge, that wisdom, what happens to the water in the metaphor? It enters the etheric realm. The molecules move so fast that it changes state. It leaves the physical. It enters the spiritual. Everything about water, ladies and gentlemen, is a miracle. You know, the fifth note of the original musical scale is really about water. Solva pollute. Ut re mi fa sol. Like do re mi fa sol. That so note is solve pollute in Latin. It's solve the pollution. Or solve the problem in English. Water is the universal solvent. It cleans up everything. It can redo everything. Because it is our creator. It is our creator and our destiny being fulfilled. Reverend Roxy.
Yes,
still with us.
Man, I am right here.
So listen, give folks a little bit of understanding about your program coming up on Sunday night, Mission Possible. Give us also an update, if you would, kindly, on the Turtle Party.
Oh, well, yes, I do want to do that. You're listening to BBSRadio.com, and this is the Inside Hour. And, yes, I do have a show, folks. And as you know, for those of you who have been listening in, I'm into the third week coming up this Sunday, July 1st. And we are going to have an exciting July. We are going to look at, I have the fortune to be on the radio on July 15th, so we'll be doing a Hiroshima kind of New Mexico kind of thing, where we will review the thoughts that men were going through back then and the mission they thought it had to be and what it should have been. And I just want to tell you that we are putting in the case something that I hope a lot of people will download and take to school and listen at the coffee, wherever they are at work and in their cars and things, and listen to this, because this is a way to bone up real quick, Mission Possible, so you can get on the same page and then look away. I mean, once you understand, then you go, what next? And that's what's so beautiful about the Inside Hour and Mission Possible working together to give you what you need so that you can survive, because that's what life's about, folks. And other than that, we're on the same time, only Sunday, and Inside Hour and Mission Possible both come to you live, 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. Hey, Pacific time is 9 o'clock in Hawaii here. And Dr. Lynn, you know we need to thank again all our sponsors and the sponsors to come, because this is getting good. And we just got a call from Raw Spirit. I'll be filling you in on the details on that. They're very excited that you and I and Lynn will be coming. I want to give that to you. And then
I've got something to share
with everybody
too.
Else.
Huh? Yeah, we've got Healthy Referrals also coming online, too. We're going to be collaborating with the main newspaper throughout the nation to refer you to the best natural health practitioners in the United States.
We're almost at the end.
So, listen, folks, I want to also suggest to you, check out, last word of insight for the evening, check out LiveH2O.org, the concept that we're going to be living the concert for the 144,000, where the humble servants of the Creator in these end times sing a new song in such a way to the waters of the world that instantaneously and miraculously manifests our divinity back on this planet. Bye-bye to Babylon. You've been listening to Dr. Len Horowitz, Reverend Roxy Hampton. This is the Insight Hour. We've come to the end of the hour. Join us again next week, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 midnight East Coast, for the Insight Hour. Love you. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.